Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here on the show, our 9 o'clock hour.
If you want to get in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776.
Garrick says, John Granato spit truth about why there are commercials when we're paying for TV services. We're paying for it, and we're paying for it again. Stop already. It's ridiculous.
You're paying for cable.
I'm not paying.
Guess what? Your cable bill or whatever is going to run you over $100, and guess what? Your Prime is going to be like $10 a month.
I can get TV for free. Okay.
Get it. Get
yeah,
your
I understand the commercials.
Get your TNT for free.
I'm going to. Raheel's going to show me how to do it. He steals all kinds of TV, doesn't he?
Wow. Snitch.
I can't speak to that.
Okay. Well, snitch. I'm pretty sure he does. Well, he finesses the game, I think. That's what he calls it.
I've got something that you can pay for. You can pay for it. You got to have a fire stick. You pay for it. There's a service that you pay for, and you can get your game.
Well, I'm going to see my daughter. My son-in-law is going to hook me up with that Fire Stick, and then you show me how they do that. All right?
Okay.
He's proficient in Fire Sticks.
Yeah. Well, you can buy them
right
through Amazon.
Well, when I was at
through
his house,
Amazon Prime,
well,
and have it delivered sometimes same day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you can watch your basketball, and we're not even having this conversation.
When I was at his house, when I was at their house, I wanted to watch the Astros game, and he brought over his laptop, and he said, here they are. Here's your game.
Is that how you like watching it, on laptops?
Well, it might be how I have to do it in L.A. I don't know. I don't care.
Nah, you're not going to have to.
No?
Yeah, just all you got to do is just cast it to a TV.
Okay.
What are you doing with your 17 TVs in your home?
Well, they're going to stay in the home. We're not selling the house.
You're not?
No, not just yet. No.
Oh.
Not for a while.
Well, are you going to take the TVs with you, or are they included?
No, well, we're moving into a furnished apartment to start with.
Oh, to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
To start with.
Yeah. Yep.
Has anyone ever refurnished a furnished apartment before?
And my
will
wife
Wendy
will.
Be the first?
My wife. She's already talked to her sister about coming out. And the two of them will. Yeah. It was last night. Yeah, you're going to come. Okay, when you coming? And we're going to do... I got to fix up. Bobby Slowick, we missed this, and we've talked about this, though. There is a possibility, okay, teams have tape now on C.J. Stroud, and there's such thing as a sophomore slump. We've seen it. It's happened. It's real life. When teams, they get a book on a guy, now all of a sudden it's going to be harder. Is it going to be harder on C.J.? Here's Bobby Slowick talking about whether or not teams will adjust to CJ and be able to shut him down.
Yeah, we're always talking about it kind of goes back to owning, commanding, and operating. We really embrace in that room specifically, not just understanding the offense, but understanding defense. We talk about it a lot. You know, what's a defense do? How do they play quarters? Talk about specific techniques. And then... what's our defense do? How's another team play that quarters? And then he spends time with Burke. He spends time with D'Amico. He makes sure he soaks in information from defensive coaches to hear their side. And that really, once you get that knowledge, once you get that foundation, that really is what enables us to go play against whatever the defense does, regardless of how they adjust us. It's inevitable. They're going to make changes from what they did last year. There's things we were really good at that may not present the same way this year. And that's our job to evolve and to continue to grow.
So he's that's what I've always said that. You know, it looks like Dana is going to be a defensive analyst this year. I don't know if the school that he's going to is out, but he's going to be a defensive analyst. I've always said probably the smartest guys to talk about defense are offensive guys because they watch defenses every day. Right. It's what they do. They just watch defense.
Well, they know
now,
what...
Not coaching it, you know, the techniques of the position, but understanding what defenses do.
Yeah, they know how to attack defenses. They know what defenses give them the hardest
right.
time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, my dad was... He's always said that he thinks he could switch over and maybe not teach it, but certainly consult for defensive line stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's an offensive line coach. So it makes sense.
All he does is watch defensive
yeah.
lines.
Yeah, you're watching O-line, D-line. You right. know what gives your guys trouble. Yeah, right. it makes sense.
Yep. So Bobby Slowick is saying we are watching and talking a lot of defense in our room. What are they going to do? And I don't know that we've seen a rookie. This is why I don't think CJ is going to have a sophomore slump. Although, are you not at all concerned about the way he played at the Jets? Are you not at all concerned about how they didn't move the ball or weren't able to score against the Ravens?
I mean, the Texans?
Yeah.
Not too much. I mean, the first time around, it was his first game. The second time around, they didn't have Tank Dell and still had a lead at half. It's challenging. You need the running game to be better, but I'm actually not that worried about it. I'm not that worried about it. You have Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. That's like adding two players to the team that played the Ravens at the end of the year. Two major factors.
Yeah, that is true.
That's major.
That is true.
You've got a right tackle that's actually Titus Howard, and it's not, God, who was it by that time? You had your third string tackle was already out. George Fant was already out by then, right?
Yeah.
Who did you have, your fourth string tackle?
God, I forget who
it was. Like, that's kind of a big deal. You had Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah, but you know what? It wasn't like there was he was under duress, and you know, they just didn't seem to be on all. And you're right. I mean, with a lot more weapons,
wasn't it 6 degrees?
It was cold, but guess what?
It wasn't that cold.
Wasn't that cold in that game? It was the Chiefs game.
That was
super cold.
Yeah, that was a Chiefs.
It was no, but Keith was there. It was super cold. It was like 12 degrees.
Guess what?
Really, really cold.
Guess what? Guess what? In the postseason, it's going to be cold.
Sometimes. Not at home. No, you're going to be at home. All your games are going to be super warm.
Oh, you're going to have home field advantage throughout?
Yeah. You're going to have home field advantage throughout is what you just said.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, the more I think about it, I think 11-6 is the number.
That's not home field advantage throughout.
Maybe not.
No. But so you're going to have to go and win in the cold because that's just what you're going to have to do. What the thing about CJ last year, though... His ability as a rookie to read his keys and to react.
And I think recognize his mistakes, too, after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Which helps you the next time you play.
Well, not only that, but right away you recognize the mistake. I messed that up. Now I'm not going to do that again in this game or whatever. He was the exact opposite of what we thought the S2 had showed us about him, mm-hmm. had shown us. His ability to see something and to react accordingly and hit the right guy was light years ahead of what we've seen. And every quarterback says the same. Peyton Manning talking about him in glowing terms. Tom Brady talking about him in glowing terms. These guys know something about football.
He slowed the game down as a rookie. That's
Peyton
rare.
Manning, there was a quote, Peyton Manning talking about, and oh, by the way, Peyton Manning said, listen, that whole thing about him not showing up at the Manning camp, he had an excuse. He was doing something for the school, and he said he told me about it. It's not like he just didn't show up. And, oh, by the way, I should have said something to everybody to get off his back about it because he told me he wasn't going to be there. But those guys, Peyton Manning was like, my rookie year, I led the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
This guy, holy crap.
He didn't turn it over.
He was able to do what he did against NFL defenses in his rookie year. I can't see regression. I just can't.
I can't either. And I know that that's not smart to think that way, but I just look at it and the weapons are better this year. The offensive line on paper is healthier and better. It's his second year in the system. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to be bothered by celebrity and excess and the things that we saw that eventually got Deshaun. Like, I don't see the telltale trip-ups. Last year, now, you could look at if I want to try to, you know, All right, well, build me a case that he will, Lance. Okay, struggled against the Jets, a good defense. Didn't put touchdowns on the board against the Ravens, a good defense. You know, you go to that. You go to, and why did he, you know, why did he struggle so badly against the
Jets
Falcons?
Was a bad, this Jets was
the Jets was terrible. But the Falcons, and he got hurt in that game. The Falcons and Panthers, why did he struggle there? You know, but that was, I would argue, but then I could counter, that was the first half of the season. There was no Tank Dell, and they were beat up on the offensive line in the Ravens. Jets, there's not really a – I mean, the Jets are a good defense. The Jets just – Jets, it was a bad game for them. But bad games happen for quarterbacks. But I just – I can't see the regression either, which is why I think the Texans, with the defensive talent they've added, the offensive – I mean, honestly, I really feel like they should be in the top three for sure in the AFC. And I think they're going to be right there either with – the Ravens, who still have to prove, Lamar's got to prove he can get past those big games to get to an AFC championship game. And, you know, and Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, who I would argue the Chiefs are not as talented as the Texans are on paper now. So it's like, it's a weird dynamic, but, you know, they still have obviously their quarterback. That's the question. Does our quarterback close the gap with their quarterback? Because if he does, the Texans on paper, to me, have a more consistent and talented group than, okay, at skill positions, wide receiver, pass rusher, tackle. You know, the one area that they're going to have the Texans potentially is secondary. The Chiefs have a good secondary. They have good corners, but they lost L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big loss.
That's a big loss.
They lost L'Jarius Sneed, so... Let's see what happens.
Chiefs offensive line, I take them over the Texans.
Yeah, I would take the Chiefs offensive line. They've got a very good center, a very good guard in Trey Smith. I think, who are the tackles again?
Morris and Taylor. Wanye Morris and Taylor.
Yeah, Wanye Morris has got something to prove, but Juwan Taylor's tough. He did lead the league, and I think it was holding penalties.
I don't know. They're good.
Well, it doesn't matter when their offensive line is good or bad. That's the thing that makes Patrick so special.
Well, it didn't matter with CJ either. How many guys did he ever hurt? It didn't matter last year with CJ. Hey, it matters to you. Eric Layden joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to eat some crow. Eric Layden to eat some crow about his Astros. Okay. He played taps. He played. That was the tombstone for this year's team, okay? How about if your business is dead because you can't get all the stuff that you need, I've got the place for you. The local leaders in PVF supply, and that is Houston and Archie over at TPC Industrial. TPC Industrial, if you're in the oil, gas, industrial business, need product or supplies, these are the guys that can get it to you. The pipes, the valves, the fittings, the flanges, the forged steel, the couplings, the hoses, thousands of their products in stock right now. They've got them in stock. And if they don't have it in stock, they're going to find it for you, and they're going to get it to you as quickly as possible, on time. Is your PVF hose and fitting supplier, are they delivering? If they're not, we've got the guys for you. TPC Industrial. Fast service. They're right off I-10, so they got fast service, a full state, a state-of-the-art distribution center, gives your project the right supplies and on time, in capital letters, on time. This is important. It's kind of a big deal for you. Otherwise, your guys are wasting time and you're wasting money. 346-226-3866, 346-226-3866, or TPCINDL, TPCINDL.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
not funny.
Houston is all systems
go.
We love our Astros in Houston. And all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud, right, and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of money.
You know, you playing a Twitch is like you playing for the lowest common denominator, you know?
They love our team. You gotta play your crowd. Okay.
And that's it. Congratulations, your base is Twitch.
So the reason that they'll play taps was when Lance was on vacation in early May, Eric Layden, superstar actor, okay, out in, you know, Mr. Hollywood, he came in. We were at Klein's Jewelry, the new one on I-10.
By the way, you blame me for playing taps. I wasn't playing taps.
You told him to play.
No, I didn't. No, Aaron told the producer back.
Who was it, Sean?
I think it was either Austin or Sean, one
okay,
of the two.
One of those.
And you're blaming me for that.
Well, yeah, but I got to blame you. Anyway, so you can't control your producers?
I was here.
The producer.
I was the engineer.
You're the executive
that day.
Producer of this station.
I was
station.
The engineer. No, I am not.
Okay.
Clearly.
So, anyway, the Astros had just lost to the Yankees again, 9-4. They were 12-24. And Eric Layden had the producer, I don't know who it was, play taps that this season was over. And then he made a bet with me and lost that because the Astros won the finale of that series. They were 13-24 at the time, 12-24 the day before, and Eric Layden played taps. That was the tombstone moment. You, for those of you who don't know, the tombstone moment for the Astros back in 2005 was when the Chronicle, mid-season.
It was not a good mid-season for the Astros.
No.
Coming off of a very good National League Championship Series where they lost to the who beat them?
The Cardinals?
Was
the Cardinals year.
Well, they beat the Cardinals in 05 to go to the World Series, too. So.
Yeah, but then
did they lose
Jim
Edmonds that year?
With the diving catch.
And Carlos Beltran, one of the greatest hot streaks we've ever seen.
Yeah.
So everyone was hyped up for 05.
And so,
it wasn't going
and,
well.
And, so, and it was going well. It was terrible. And the Chronicle put up the tombstone. And after that, the Astros took off and went to the World Series. And now, Eric Layden is the new tombstone guy playing taps. Eric Layden joining us right now from his palatial estate in California. Eric, how do you feel right now that you are the catalyst for this turnaround?
You know, John, Lance, this is just once again, I prove my sacrifice for the city of Houston. I did it in 2017 with the blindfold. Willing to blindfold myself to get the Astros a W, not watch games. And now, you know, put my reputation on the line and announce I'm dead. Have taps played, fold the flag, hand it to the city of Houston, 7-gun salute. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to sacrifice my reputation in order to do whatever it takes to try to turn this team around. And once again, it worked.
Well, you didn't mean to do it. You literally thought they were dead. Okay. You thought they were dead. And you just don't believe in your team. Apparently you haven't been watching the last 7 years of Astros baseball. Apparently you are a non-believer. Now do you believe?
I believe more, John. I believe more. This team has gone on quite a streak. This has been a great run. Last 6 weeks, great run. Since I called taps, great run. This team is this pitching needs to get bolstered in the next 2 weeks if they want to have a legitimate shot. Arrighetti, Blanco well past his innings count. Bloss is not the answer, no matter how good he looks in any sort of high leverage situation in the playoffs. Like, I don't think you're, what are you going to get from, a 55-year-old JV? So, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he does at the deadline. I certainly am surprised that they're going to be buyers. I was sure they would be sellers. I, for one, thought this was a team that should go ahead and sell. get rid of some bigger pieces in anticipation that they weren't going to be here anyway next year, and start to try to bolster up for next year so that we, you know, didn't take a huge decline if we lost big names. But it doesn't look like that's the case. I was wrong. I stand corrected. But no, I don't think this is a team that can make, because like I said when I was there, this is not about making the playoffs. We're well past that. This is an Astros organization. That can't be the goal like it was in 2004, 2005, or even in, you know, 2015. This is, you know, World Series or bust. So, and I don't think this team has constructed, even on the run they're on, I don't think this team has constructed, has what it takes.
There it is, doubting again.
Let's be real. Eric, I mean, look, you came on here graciously to take John's crap, but John's celebrating the Bill O'Brien version of the Astros. This 9-7,
that's right,
make the playoffs, wild card edition of the Astros that he's celebrating.
This is a World Series championship team, and you two don't believe.
Look, I hope this team does win a World Series. It's great for for what we do here, and it's great for the city. But you bring on Eric after they drop a game to the A's and don't score a run. And then they lose to the Mariners. Okay, because this team mirrors the 22 team. They might as well be playing in the AL South. Is what they're doing right now.
They're playing in the AL West. Is worse.
I know they're playing in the AL, the Bill O'Brien version of the AL South. Yeah. That's what they're playing in.
Listen, this team is going to turn it on, and they're going to win. This is going to be the greatest season in Astros history. With these injuries,
John, what is the record? What is the Astros' record against winning teams versus their record against teams that are below 500? I mean, the competition. I have no doubt that veterans are going to come through. If you know they do make it to the playoffs, that they will, you know, come through and do what they do because experience matters in those situations. But in 7-game series, with this pitching rotation, they will get exposed, and they will get exposed very quickly.
So
we still have a trade deadline.
When Baltimore was here, they swept them. Just took 2 out of 3 from Seattle. Okay, Minnesota, you lost 2 out of 3, but that's okay.
Lost two out of three to the Rangers.
They're not a winning team.
They're only 4 games behind you, by the way.
Not a winning team. He asked about teams with winning records.
I'm just pointing out.
Stick to the facts.
Here's some facts. They're 4 games up on the Rangers, and so we're probably
beat Milwaukee.
We keep focusing on the Mariners, but this is a 3-team race.
Okay, let's
be honest about it, and they're not getting any distance from the team behind them.
They're not. And the other thing, John, if I injected you with truth serum, you know damn well this is not about making the playoffs. This is about...
No, it's about winning a World Series.
And competing a World Series.
No, it's winning the World Series. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing here.
This pitching rotation as constructed. Now, let's talk in 2 weeks after the trade deadline. But this pitching rotation as constructed right now is not winning a World Series.
Oh, I don't know if you heard about a guy named JV. I don't know if you heard about...
He just called him 55 years
about
old.
A 55-year-old, okay. A Luis Garcia, ever heard of him?
Is he going to pitch?
Rocking the baby, okay.
It's illegal.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Illegal. He can't do it anymore.
I know. We don't even know if he can pitch without rocking the baby anymore.
We don't even know if he can pitch yet.
We don't know if Dancing with the Stars Garcia can actually abide by the
pitch clock. Well, by the way, I don't know if you heard, there's a guy named Lance McCullers waiting in the wings.
No. He's
Lance
not pitching
McCullers.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No. 17 million.
Lance
a year.
Dana Brown didn't even mention him the other day.
No, he didn't. We don't have to. You know what we're going to do? Kyle Tucker's coming back. Trading for a first baseman. What? Yep. Going to out hit them all. That's what we're going to do.
I will say, I don't believe, and I haven't heard y'all's take on it, but I don't believe that we don't have enough capital nor room to go find some great hitter and a great pitcher. I mean, unless we're trading like a really valuable piece. But if you could only do one, to me, this lineup, as anemic as it sounds sometimes, I feel like it's not the lineup. I think it's the pitching. The pitching is what has to get better. You have to go get a pitcher. The lineup over this stretch, this unbelievable stretch you're talking about right now, produced. You know, and I think it's not pretty, and you're going to have kind of weird situations where you have a Lidmus at first or Dubon at first, you know. But you know, I don't think that the lineup is as troublesome as the rotation, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't either. I just the numbers are eventually going to catch up with some of these pitchers, and I just think they need to add a.
I think you need more in the lineup
before trade deadline.
I think you need more in the lineup.
Pitching wins championships.
Yeah, but does Josh Bell excite you at first base? I mean,
No, stop that. Josh Bell, no.
Hey, Eric.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think you're going to find. You're not. Who do you think you're going to go get at first base?
It could be Alonzo. I guess Christian Walker's not in the mix anymore. Alonzo, probably. Maybe Paredes. We'll see. You'll see. They're going to do something. Listen, if I know Jim Crane, what we see out of Jim Crane every year is he's going to do something. He ain't scared to pull the trigger and make this team great again. Okay? That's what he's going to do. He is going to make this team, make the Astros great again. Okay? That's what our owner do.
MAGA?
That's right. It's literally, you could wear the same hat. MAGA.
Make Astros great again.
And just replace the regular A with that Astros A, and you're good. Yep. Or the
with
star.
With the star.
Yeah.
Eric, can you – so John is moving to California. He's going to be
– I know. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's going to be bi, so he's going to come back and forth between Houston.
I'm going to be bi-coastal, not bi.
Well, I just didn't want to – I wanted to shorten it up and just say you're going to be bi.
The third coast.
So John is exploring –
the left coast and the third coast.
He's exploring being bi now.
Yeah, you're going to be – it's Gulf Coast. You're West Coast and Gulf Coast.
And Gulf Coast, yeah. So can you give him any hints and, like, can you prepare him – you know John a little bit. Can you prepare him for what he needs to know? I don't know if you know this, but he watched his first baseball game unwittingly in a gay bar. He didn't know that was going to be the case. That was owned by somebody who works for the Dodgers, and he said he had a nice time there, but he didn't go back the second day because he didn't want to, quote-unquote, give them the wrong impression.
He did say that, yes.
So I was just...
Well, and you know what? I've been around John to know enough that being around him 2 days, he has the ability to give you the wrong impression. So that's smart. That was smart for him to stay away. My advice to you, if you're going to be watching Astros games, is to buy that case of Coors Light and watch them in the comfort of your own home on a flat screen. Now you know you're going to have to get the MLB app, right? Yeah. You're going to have to subscribe to MLB.tv so you can watch all the Astros
on
the space, or you could try to steal it like I'm sure Dell and Lance do.
Know that about us, sir.
Yeah, how dare you?
he gets the stealing stuff hits a little home for Eric, who is in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
You know, that whole piracy thing. They're not really super excited about that.
He may be being a little reckless, but he's not. It's not untrue.
Eric, I paid for Apple TV and watched you die in that show.
Wow.
I paid for that.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
When I watched you die on that platform, I paid for that.
Well, I hope you immediately cancel your subscription after that. John, you're going to have to be careful, but you're going to have to get the MLB package. That's for first. You got to do that.
Are there any? Is there any other advice for a bi coastal man?
Wearing Astros gear. What's that?
Is there any other advice for a bi man in LA that you want to give him?
Yeah.
I'm a bi coastal man. Keep forgetting the word. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Because if you're bi-curious, or I think they call it gender fluid now, then you're gonna feel at home in L.A.
Wait, is that you, John, or no? Yes. No, that's not him.
I think it's really not me.
Are you coastal?
I didn't even get hit on that bar. I was a little disappointed. Maybe my game slipping a little. But I think they got the impression that I really wasn't interested.
Well, if you'd have gone back a second
day. Does John need to know, like, what does he need to know about where does he throw his cups and stuff? Because there's always like 17 different bins everywhere.
What type of straw?
What kind of straws? What kind of cups?
Oh,
what
is all paper straws.
A lot of paper straws. A lot of paper straws. You got to get 4 or 5 of them. You can't finish an entire drink.
Or finish it really fast. Yeah.
Or finish it really straight. Or, I mean, if you're since. I just wouldn't use a straw. That might be one of the reasons they think you're bi is if you're using the straw.
Right. Right. No. I usually just drink right out of the glass.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just go straight out of the glass. I tamper down the Astros gear around town. Usually doesn't sit well. that team in particular.
Right. You know what I was surprised about, Eric? You know what I was surprised about? There wasn't more Dodgers gear. I mean, I was there for a week, and I saw very few people wearing Dodger gear.
But were you in the right place?
Every once in a while, a Laker.
But you were down, like...
But well, it's very little.
What is considered...
Home team...
kind of depends on where you were, John. Yeah. Kind of depends on where you were. I mean, you get over in Echo Park, you get over in, you know, a little closer to the east side.
East LA?
Dodger Stadium, East LA.
No, I'm going to be living there. Actually, I'm about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes from Dodger Stadium.
You're not going to be at East Los.
No, I'm not going to be in East Los much.
Stop acting like you're in East Los.
most importantly, John, we've got some golf in our future, which is good. I can take you some good tracks out here.
Yes, 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 and yes. We got to break it here, Eric. We appreciate you, man.
Right,
as
guys,
always, thank you for helping out the team with your taps, okay? We appreciate that.
Got it.
Taking one for the team.
Deadline.
One for the team. Right now, though, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. And one of our buddies texts Lance and says, what's the number to the plumbing company? I mean, haven't you listened to this show?
There are three
people.
You
need that number in your phone.
Listen to this show.
Because you never know when you're going to have a plumbing emergency.
You listen to this show. You listen to Mopey and Mapes. We're all talking about Aqueduct Plumbing.
Yeah,
what's your problem?
He gets to talk about it, too.
Well, not on this show. But the point is, listen, from 7 to 12, we're all telling you to go to Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah. That's what we do. And put this phone number in your phone because you're going to need it at some point. I never needed a plumber for I don't know how many years we owned a house. And then I needed them three times in a month. So here it is, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Have that number in your phone because you're going to need Billy at some point. And you want a guy that's going to come to your home and do it come absolutely free.
Yeah, he doesn't charge to come out there. That's the way people leverage you into. They say, well, it's $75 or $85 to come out there and discover what the problem is. And then if you use us, we will apply that to your payment. Billy doesn't even have to do that. Aqueduct Plumbing Company says, yeah, listen, we'll come out there and tell you what's going on for free. And we're going to trust that you trust us enough to call to come out there and find the problem that you're going to use us to do the work for you as well. So there's no additional $85 that goes into this at all. They'll go find the problem. They'll go fix the problem, and they do it at a reasonable price. Our friends are at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We are way behind. You notice we're supposed to go to break right now, Del?
Well, you invited.
Can you control the show?
You invited that turncoat on the show, and look what happened.
Yeah, well, that is a fact. He kind of is. He really kind of is. He gave up on
Layton.
He gave up on his team.
He's not a turncoat. He literally watches the Astros every game and is raising his son's right as
and
Astros
gave
fans
up on them.
That is
in
nice.
La Jolla, California.
Quitter. And he quit on the team very early.
He did quit.
He didn't quit. He had doubts.
And he quit.
No, he quit.
He had doubts.
He buried them.
You wanted to trade everybody away.
He had doubts.
Time to trade and get something and bolster the minor league system.
That's right.
Instead of winning World Series.
No, we need to bolster. To this day, now's a great time to trade Yordan.
After you just signed him to a long-term deal?
Trade Yordan.
How about this? I just got this email from our Houston Texans. Season tickets are gone.
Season tickets sold out.
Sold out.
Boy,
I mean, that's
is...
like, okay, we're now amazed at this when it was 20 years of every single year of a waiting list.
But look how quick it came back. Bill O'Brien had tried to tell you years ago, this is a football town, and it always will be.
It's been a few couple of years. But it is nice. And now it would really be nice. Now, last year, I don't know if you know this, but all that lower bowl behind the visitors' bench was Texans season ticket holders. And it was filled with the opposing team's fans. You know, it would be really, really nice if all you season ticket holders this year actually went to the games and not sold your tickets to the opposing team. That'd be great.
Instead of having your head coach out there like, please, fans, can we have some more? Could you please come to the games?
More fans, more fans, please.
There was a lot of begging last year.
There was a lot of begging.
That was kind of embarrassing, but at the same time, you have to win them back, but they won them back. Just remember the stories we heard about people who couldn't, like, I can't, guys, I'm trying to give them away for free. Yeah,
no. The stories, no, they came from the guy to your right.
I don't know how many times I turned down tickets. Yeah. You want to go to the game? No. Why would I want to go to the game?
We're not talking about even last year. We're talking about the year,
two or three years before. No. I gave up my season tickets, and I said, no, why would I go there? It's terrible. I mean, it's the inconvenience. Now, it wasn't a lot of traffic because there weren't a lot of people there, but to go, and now this year it's going to be an event. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great – I hope it's going to be a great atmosphere. I hope so. I know this. The very first game at home is going to be the Bears. Bears fans travel hard. Bears fans will be in that. Remember when the Cowboys were playing the Bears in Dallas and the Bears fans there were more Bears fans there than Cowboy fans?
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears will travel. Don't sell your tickets to Bear fans.
And they've you can't got, tell people what to do. They're going to.
And they've got something to be excited about. So
who, the Bears?
They're going to be even more willing to travel.
Their second ever game.
To go see
with
Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to come down here. Well, it'll be hot down here. It'll be
just
hot.
Don't sell your tickets.
Yeah.
But that's hard to tell people if they can pay off about a quarter of their season tickets with payment with one game, you know, they're going to do it. Some are. Maybe that early in the year, maybe not.
I don't know. We should be excited about this team and not think about selling the tickets, but actually going and enjoying the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know that?
Sign me who doesn't have season tickets.
I had mine forever, and I went to games, and I loved them.
Did you ever sell yours?
Never sold them. Not
you
once.
You didn't?
Never. Never.
John is a great American hero.
No.
I had Rockets tickets I sold, but only when I wasn't going there. I would say my father-in-law had the tickets, and I was in charge of the tickets, but that was only if we weren't going, and they weren't going to be the opposite fans. In football, it's totally different. In football, you know the opposing fans are looking for your tickets.
Yeah. They went to waste a lot, I can tell you that, my season tickets.
Why?
Because no one went.
Why didn't you go?
Well, I went a lot of times, but sat up with my buddy and didn't sit in my seats.
In the upper deck or?
Yeah, when you say sat up with your buddy, what does that mean?
Yeah, I sat with my buddy.
Where was your buddy?
At the game.
Where was your buddy?
Yeah, but you got to have a ticket to get in.
Seats.
What seats? Where were they?
They were actually in the end zone, in the corner. Yeah.
Mm. What level?
Third level. Third level.
Club?
Not club, per se.
Per se.
Could your game ticket get you into his seats?
You had my game tickets? Did.
Oh, your credential could get you there? Yeah. Oh, wow. I don't know that. I'll have to try that move.
Yeah, you'll get that. Go get it. Yeah, get credentials.
When's the last time I went to the game as a credentialed medium?
Been years.
I used to go all the time, only just
pre-COVID.
He would get in and then go hang out with his buddy.
Yeah. I did that all the time.
That was his move.
That's it.
I haven't gone since before COVID.
No?
Nah, the team has sucked.
Yeah, they have. But I went last year to three times last year.
Did you
it
really?
It was fun, yeah.
Well, no, I went as a credential mayor.
I went to a preseason game last
I went year. To the playoffs game, the playoff games against the Browns. Oh, no, I went twice. Snacks, I went to the Colts game because we got tickets for that, and Snacks wanted to go see the Colts. So we went there. But I paid for those, not as a credential member. And then And I paid for the or Solis had tickets to the he's season ticket holder. We went to the playoff game.
So you credited.
I went to four games last year.
You defended Eric Layden for being not a turncoat for teaching his sons to be Astro fans, and yet you have a Colt fan in your midst.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't broken him out of that yet?
No, yeah. He's never. And in fact, he hates this. He's like, I hate this. He is so mad at the Texans for getting good players. He was mad at Ballard for his free agency. He didn't think he did anything. When Stephon Diggs got signed, my son threw a hissy fit. When the Texans got him, he thinks the Texans are way overrated. The people talk about them all the time, and they never talk enough about the Colts and what the Colts have. I mean, he hates Houston now. He hates the city of Houston. Wow. Although he likes the Rockets.
How are you raising him?
He likes the Rockets and Astros. He just hates the Texans.
Wow, that's just terrible.
He hates the Texans.
So,
you're
well,
you're not a good parent.
Well, he hates the Texans.
I've said that for years. So we should.
Ballard grew up here and was a Steelers fan.
Well, they were.
I mean, that was considered the worst.
So no wonder Snacks takes after him.
Yeah.
So Ian Rapoport's tweeting about the Texans. We were just talking about their sold out streak. Well, at least they're not sold out streak being ended. First time they sold out season tickets since 2019.
Yeah.
And according to Cal McNair, who spoke, we want all of our fans to get here early and be loud each week.
And
we
stay
take
late
the field.
Also.
He didn't say all that. We take the field at NRG Stadium. So
be it, loud.
Be wear, proud.
Wear orange.
Stay ready.
Be white or something.
Be loud. Be proud. Be ready.
And stay late. Stay the lead
stand
of the game.
By stand by. Stand back.
Stand by.
Stroud boys.
Come and take it.
Stroud boys. Stand by and stand back.
Come and take it. That's what he
come
said.
Come take our division title.
Yeah. So try. That's what we want you to do. Try.
I hope somebody does try to take our division title. I really do.
Yeah.
We're going to see what happens.
We got a break. News of the Weird coming your way next. All right, now I got Doc Linville. I was at my sister-in-law's yesterday, and she was sitting above. She was sitting on the counter. She said, man, your hair looks really good. It looks really, really good. And I was like, well, thank you. And it's all because of Doc Linville.
Y'all have conversations like that?
She, well, she said it. There's nothing I could do about it.
That's true.
I mean, if she wants to compliment my hair, then
is Wendy okay with that?
Wendy was fine with it. She was like, yeah, it looks great. Wendy wants the duck thing the tail, though. And I'm like,
that's what Ralph Tresvant had with new edition back
I was
in
like,
the day.
Duck tail.
If it is
I'm like,
love,
Wendy,
why does she want to dress you like it's the 80s?
She wants it slicked back. Like she wants me to be a Goomba.
She wants you to be Pat Riley?
She thought she when she married you, you were a Goomba. Be more Goomba.
Yeah, she wants me to be.
She didn't marry John Grant. She married John Granato.
Does she have visions of 80s, 90s Pat Riley in her head?
Yes. She said this. Take the oil off your face and just put it in your hair.
She didn't say that.
That's my life right there. Here's the deal. Your life can be happy, too, talking about how great your hair looks if you've got Doc Linville in your life. I got Doc Linville in my life. I love it. Neo-grafting is the best way to do this. It's so easy, so simple, painless. He's got a three-day anesthetic anyway. It's perfect. You're looking for a great way. You can just do the PRP as well. You want hair. You need hair. Have hair. It's better than saying, oh, man, you look like a mangy dog with that hair. No, you want to have hair. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Dell. Oh, Lance. Dell, if a seagull took your daughter's French fries, how would you react?
That's life, young lady. We'll get him next time.
That's not how a New Jersey man reacted. He decapitated the seagull.
Yeah, it's aggressive. It's one fry. And you're kind of in their hood at that point, usually. Mm. You're in their neighborhood. If they snatch a fry off you, okay. It's a fry. She can eat another one.
Did the seagull pay for those fries?
No, but...
Did the seagull... Is it the seagull's fry or is it your daughter's fry?
If the seagull snatches it off your daughter,
well,
then it's
the seagull needs to be decapitated.
Did that person pay for their for their murder of the seagull?
That's exactly what.
So
happened.
He caught the seagull and then
and
cut its head off.
Cut its head off
with what? With what tool?
I don't care.
Samurai sword.
Let me ask you a question. Your family gets shipwrecked. What's the first thing that you guys pledge to each other?
We won't eat each other.
Thank you. A family was shipwrecked for 38 days, and they pledged that they would not eat each other, and guess what?
What?
They didn't eat each other.
Yeah, that's good. The first thing you tell everyone. We're not eating each other.
I did see that show, what, Yellow Jackets?
Well, you saw...
And then I also saw that movie that's based on a true story where there was a plane crash.
Alive?
But they were... No. It was even better than that.
This happened in 1972.
Yeah.
And that was before people knew not to eat each other.
When did that happen?
When did people become more aware of that?
After watching that movie Alive.
The plane crash of the Argentinian rugby team or whatever. Where those... There were, you know, once you died, it was... I mean, we're going to let this go to waste?
Yeah. 1 in 6 Tory voters will likely die before the next election. If you know
that you got a one in six shot of dying, would you vote Tory or not?
Well, the voters are the ones.
Yeah, the voters.
We are what?
One in six Tory voters
are
going to die.
Is it because they're older, or they're older. Is it because people are picking them off because they're Tory voters?
Older. I think, no, if you don't vote,
they're older.
If you vote Tory, people are going to kill you.
No, that's not what it is. Oh. They're that's older.
Yeah, it's because they're older. Labor's much younger voter base. Uh-huh. Means only it's one really, in 19.
Think of it this way. Tories are old school Republicans, what we used to have here. And then the
Labor is
the Labor's
communist.
Old school Democrats. Labor's not communist, mister. Just because you work in a blue-collar job doesn't make you a communist.
A human finger was found in a Tacoma driveway.
That's what happens when you get those
ID'd
shoes to wear.
And returned to the owner. How happy would you be if you got your finger back?
Very.
Wouldn't
very
you be
happy?
Happy?
How about it's, but if you didn't put it on ice, what I've learned is when that stuff happens, you're supposed to put it on ice. So here's your finger. Well, I mean, too late now. It's dead. Yeah. His finger died, so who cares?
Oh, my goodness. Disney does it again. They have eliminated a longtime Magic Kingdom character because of fears of alcoholism.
Who?
Liver Lips McGrawl.
I've never heard of this guy.
I know. There he is. Right there. You might have seen him before. There's Liver Lips McGrawl.
I've never heard of Liver Lips McGrawl.
Apparently,
this isn't
Liver
a real
Lips
story.
Has something to do with...
Who is this?
I don't know.
I've never heard of this.
Liver Lips McGrawl.
What do you mean Disney does this again? The company that employs Wendy?
Yes. Stop being so politically correct. Liver Lips is awesome. He has a drinking problem. Okay? Kids need to learn about stuff like this, too.
Well, many kids already know many about kids, that with their parents.
Many kids need to know.
Hey, maybe they're trying to get away from that by going to the by going to the park.
Man, just get such a bad name, drinking. Terrible name. We are done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Hope you have a great day. Delbert and his
sidekick.
That's
not my name. He's not
next,
my sidekick.
Right here on ESPN.
Is Lance
he's
your
got a
sidekick?
Delbert and the bandana next.
That's
right here on ESPN 97.5.
That's not a great name for a show.
92.5. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. That's my peeps over there at Chastain Ford. I love what Chastain Ford has done for me, and you'll love what Chastain Ford is going to do for you. Again, the most important thing is that you get that vehicle at a price that you can afford, a price that you can live with, a price that won't choke you every month trying to make those payments. It's just that's the worst. Please don't do that. Go to Chastain Ford and get into that vehicle that's going to be perfect for you, where they're not going to add on to the price. They're not going to add on with tinted windows or heated seats or sunroof. Or get the vehicle the way that you want it. Get that perfect car for you, customized how you want it, not how they want it. Chastain Ford doesn't care. You know what? Get into that vehicle as inexpensively as possible. That's great by them. Other dealerships, not so much. If you're looking for the best way to get that vehicle perfect for you with the best in service as well, then go see my peeps. Tell them you heard it right here. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.